Now we go to Venezuela, where Delcy Rodriguez is being sworn in this afternoon as interim president. It follows the capture of Nicolas Maduro by US forces on Saturday. And at this point in time, he's making his way. He's been transferred to a New York court on drugs and weapons charges. The US President Donald Trump has warned of further military action if Washington's demands are not met, insisting the United States is now in charge in Venezuela. Well, earlier we spoke to Rosalie Hernandez, a journalist based in Caracas, and first she told us how Delcy Rodriguez swearing in today will be seen in Venezuela.
Right now she's under a great pressure because they think that she's being like a traitor, you know? We have to see what's going to happen today and what's going to happen the couple of weeks next.
Indeed, we do. And Rodriguez is president in name, but Washington says it will effectively run the country. How workable is that arrangement in practice?
I think that you can go through a real transition without Chavistas. They control all of the population, all the ministries, all the institutions, so you have to work with them. So I think it's going to be a really interesting time to see what is going to happen to lead to a real democracy state in our country.
You speak of a real transition, but will she be seen by people in Venezuela as a puppet of Donald Trump?
Venezuelans right now, they're trying to see how they're going to survive the next day. Economically speaking, right now we are under great pressure because the US dollar is the currency who leads the economy in Venezuela. So right now Venezuelans are not available to get US dollars in cash. So right now, people are not very aware what's happening with Donald Trump and Delcy Rodriguez. They only know that she's still ruling the country. The Chavistas are still in Venezuela. Yes, Maduro left the country, but they don't think there's going to be a real change in here.
Well, what happens next then? Is there an expectation that new elections will be held? Is there an appetite for that amongst Venezuelans?
I don't think that's going to be possible any time soon. Because right now, all the institutions that can make a real democratic and free election are all rules by the national party, the Chavista party. And so I don't think that's going to be possible in the next couple of months or even a year.
Maybe elections not on the cards right away. But what's the view on the opposition Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Machado? What kind of support has she?
Well, right now, I think that she's more like a connection of the Venezuelans with an emotion, with their emotions. They can see in her a real change. But I don't think that, pragmatically speaking, they can make a real change.
It sounds like a challenging situation where you are at the moment. And reflecting the noise we can hear there, what's the mood on the street this afternoon?
Yeah, well, right now it's a really complex situation because all the security in the capital hasn't been in the hands of the National Guard or the National Army. It's in the hands of the paramilitary groups. That's a group that works below the law. So it's really complex situation because it can lead in a very aggressive and serious situation for the Venezuelans. We are under a great pressure because no one can talk, no one can walk freely through the capitals. Yesterday, some local markets were open, but they have no food to sell. People are trying to see if the metro station is open, if you can see any transportation. You can see a lot of people trying to walk to their jobs to see if there is something open right now in the capital.
Is there a fear about what could happen next?
Yeah, there's a lot of fear. Venezuelans don't know if we are going to see another strikes in the capital or in another city, in another important city. So Venezuelans and Caraqueños in Caracas, in the capital, they are trying to see if they can feel safe.
Journalist Rosalie Hernandez in Caracas there.